Hello, and welcome to this overview of Rational AppScan Developer and Build Editions. In this podcast, we'll introduce AppScan Developer and Build Editions, discuss their key value propositions, and review the main ways in which they can be used. AppScan Developer and Build Editions are sister products. They share most of their backend technology, but are meant to be used in different ways and are therefore separated into two products. Developer Edition is a tool meant to empower developers to perform security testing. Developers can easily test for functional correctness by interacting with the application and seeing if the behavior is as expected. However, security testing is all about unexpected behavior. How does the application react to input, which isn't what the user was supposed to enter? This type of testing requires either security expertise or a tool to perform. Otherwise, you won't know what type of tests to perform or how to identify a flow. Therefore, even developers with the best intentions can't just start to test their applications for security issues. They need a tool to help them, and AppScan Developer Edition is such a tool. Because it is meant to be used by developers in their day-to-day activities, AppScan Developer Edition is a desktop tool, integrated into the development environment and meant to be a natural citizen in that world. Build Edition, on the other hand, is the tool you use to make sure no code leaves your system unscanned. If Developer Edition is a tool you give developers but not force on them, Build Edition is a gateway that scans all code going through it, not leaving it to choice. Build Edition is meant to be integrated into your build system or other automated testing environment, and is therefore usually invoked through its command line interfaces or programmatic APIs. The results coming out of Build Edition can be distributed to the development team in different ways, including opening them up in a Developer Edition instance. As mentioned before, the two products share most of the backend technology. Their difference in functionality derives primarily from Developer Edition being tuned to manual actions and focused scans, while Build Edition is more oriented at automation and scanning the full application. One of the most exciting aspects of AppScan Developer and Build Editions is that they combine static and dynamic analysis into one product. Static analysis and dynamic analysis are the two dominant techniques used today for security scanning. Dynamic analysis, also called black box, interacts with the application from the outside, through the HTTP interface. A black box scanner's simple flow would start by traversing the pages of the application, like a regular user, or following a user who manually browses the application. This is the explore phase, meant for discovering the application. Next, it would repeat the HTTP requests seen during the explore with different mutations, adding bad characters to a form field, omitting parameters, etc., and determine if a vulnerability exists based on the server's response. For example, if placing a single quote in a form results in a database exception being thrown, and its stack included in the HTTP response, an SQL injection vulnerability likely exists on this form field. Static analysis, also called white box, looks at the code of the application, builds a model of how it behaves, and then analyzes the model to discover security flaws. The primary type of security static analysis is called taint flow analysis. This technique analyzes how untrusted, tainted information moves through the code, checking if it can reach a security-sensitive action without being cleaned or blocked on the way. For example, if data from a form field can be concatenated into a plain text SQL query without being encoded, it can point to an SQL injection vulnerability for that field. In addition to these two analysis techniques, AppScan includes a third component called runtime analysis, which tracks the code getting executed during the dynamic analysis activity. This information is used to collect coverage information during an automatic explorer performed with Build Edition. It is also used to gather the execution flow of each dynamic analysis issue in both Build and Developer Edition, the exact lines of code involved with every black box issue found. This information gives user greater visibility into the dynamic analysis issues found, but it also acts as a bridge between the two types of security analysis. Now that code-level information is available for both static and dynamic analysis, AppScan Developer and Build Editions can correlate the results from the two analyses, further improving the information and accuracy of those issues. These two very different technologies each have pros and cons. For example, black box testing has the benefit of finding the issues hackers are most likely to find and providing evidence of their existence. However, it only tests the functionality that was explored, requiring more careful inspection of the covered functionality. On the other hand, white box scanning has the strength of seeing and analyzing all the possible paths through the code in one pass, and seeing issues that cannot be detected through the HTTP interaction. That said, these issues tend to be more theoretical and are often not really exploitable, and third-party modules where no source code is available cannot be tested at all. Again, each approach with its strengths and weaknesses. AppScan Developer and Build Editions are the first products to include both technologies in one product. Using the two together provides users with the most comprehensive security analysis, eliminating the risk of choosing one over the other. In addition, AppScan leverages the correlation between the two analyses to help each overcome the weaknesses of the other. For example, showing black box flows that include a static analysis issue can help prove a white box issue is exploitable. The following themes are embedded throughout AppScan Developer and Build Editions. First and foremost, these are web application security testing tools. You buy and use these tools with the goal of finding and remediating vulnerabilities in your code, thus reducing your risk exposure. Second, these editions of AppScan are designed with developers in mind. This is shown throughout the product in different ways for each product. For example, the Explorer in the dynamic analysis part of Developer Edition is done manually and not automatically. This is so because developers looking to test their modifications would not want to scan the entire application again, only those areas of the code that they modified and they own. In the Build Edition, users would prefer to cover the entire application and would therefore prefer the Automatic Explorer made available in that edition. Lastly, AppScan Developer and Build Edition aim to leverage all the possible analyses to provide the best security analysis of your application. In addition to the technologies mentioned before, AppScan also uses the latest innovation in static analysis called string analysis. This new approach to static analysis, coming out of IBM research, tracks strings through the system, monitoring all the possible values they can have at any point in time. If taint flow analysis knows whether variables are tainted or not, string analysis knows how they are tainted. This additional information dramatically improves the accuracy of the static analysis and reduces its need for configuration. Let's review the main use cases for AppScan Developer and Build Editions. The first use case is having developers proactively test their applications before they check their code in. It's fairly straightforward. A developer writes his or her code, adding or modifying functionality or other aspects of the web application. The developer then uses AppScan Developer Edition to test his changes. He or she steps through the pages that touch on the modified functionality to perform dynamic analysis and choose the source code projects where the code was changed to statically analyze that code. For each issue presented, the developer either fixes the issues, marks them as irrelevant, or logs them to be resolved later, usually if they seem to be unrelated to the current modifications. Once all issues are addressed in one way or another, the developer checks in his or her changes. This usage model is the most efficient way of finding issues early. Security holes are fixed before they even make it into the rest of the system. The second use case is that of performing security testing in the build environment.
Consider a simple build process where two main steps already occur. The code is compiled and the application is deployed automatically to perform functionality regression tests. Security testing can now be added to this process in the relevant spots. Static analysis can be performed as early as after the code is compiled, while dynamic analysis can run as soon as the application is deployed. Note that splitting the two is an option, not a necessity, and the results of the first scan can be fed into the other for unification and correlation of results.
Once we have the list of security issues found, these results can be propagated throughout the system in the way the organization prefers. Options include logging all the issues or each issue as a defect, saving the results file in a file-based repository of the build's outputs, uploading the results into the web-based reporting console, and many others. In Build Edition, great emphasis was put on flexibility. The scans can be invoked in a wide variety of ways to support integrating them into any build system, and the results can be extracted in a wide variety of ways as well. For users of Rational BuildForge, a built-in adapter makes integrating AppScan Build Edition into your BuildForge-based process even easier. The last use case we'll discuss deals with reacting to discovered results. In a sense, developers are already involved today with all web application security processes, since they're the ones that need to fix those bugs. AppScan Developer Edition can help make communicating issues back to development and remediating those issues much simpler. In this use case, a developer receives a bug found by someone else. This source can be another developer, a QA tester, a build edition scan, as mentioned before, or a security consultant using AppScan Standard Edition. The developer is most likely to receive this through the defect tracking system used in the organization, and attached to it is a scan file from one of AppScan's family of products. The developer would then load the scan in his local AppScan instance, see the issues in it, retest the issues in his environment to better understand or debug them, and fix those issues. He can then use AppScan to verify the issues have indeed been properly fixed, and following that, check in his changes. Making this remediation process easier can save a lot of time and money, and can also be a good first step in the adoption of AppScan Developer Edition. Developers can start by using it as a reaction assistance tool, and then realize they could have found these problems themselves and much earlier if they were being proactive about it. To summarize, let's review what we discussed during this podcast. We introduced AppScan Developer and Build Editions and explained the differences between these two editions. We discussed the core concepts of static and dynamic analysis and how the two techniques come together in these products. We covered the main themes seen throughout these editions of AppScan and went over the primary use cases for them. This concludes this podcast. Thanks for listening.